morning and this evening even. And if anyone watched the video this morning, you don't have to put your hands up if you watched it or not. I know a lot of you have. But I spoke about security in Jesus. And I was watching a video earlier on Facebook. And I tend to, does anyone else get sidetracked watching videos on Facebook? I do. I watch the most random stuff. Normally it's people like squeezing lemon juice out in a weird way or making something random. And there's, Facebook has obviously worked out what I like watching and what I like spending my time wasting it when I should be doing something more constructive. And recently, a lot of these videos have appeared where you've got a guy in the middle of the jungle, or supposedly the jungle, with a bamboo stick. And he goes, starts to dig a little bit. Has anyone seen them? And before you know it, you've guys got a swimming pool, he's got a beach house, and he's got all of this incredible stuff. And you're going, wow, that's absolutely amazing. And I was just being mesmerized by these videos. But for some reason this morning, a video came up, and I thought, I'm going to watch how he does this. And I watched carefully. I spent too much of my time watching him. I watched and I rewatched and I rewatched again. And this guy got a bamboo stick, dug out a hole in the ground, and had this amazing cave and this amazing swimming pool. And he went and got bamboo shoots and brought water in and incredible things. The thing that struck me was this. What happens if we have rain, like we had rain last night? It was all made out of mud. However beautiful this beautiful house he had made is and the swimming pool he had made, one big downpour and it would all be over. All completely finished. All that hard work. I only spent 6 minutes watching it. He would have spent all day building this house. And it reminded me of a story that Jesus shared. And it's in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24-27. And if you've been brought up in church, you'll know it. If you're new to church, you may not know it yet. But it's a really famous story that Jesus shared. And it said this. Jesus says this story. Therefore, if anyone hears these words of mine and puts them into practice, it's like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain came down and the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundations on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain came down and the streams rose and the wind blew and beat against that house, and it fell down with a great crash. Now, that's a really famous story, and we can read it, and it's really obvious what Jesus is kind of saying here. And it kind of makes so much sense to us. It makes sense that if you build a house on a beach, it's going to get washed away, isn't it? Unless you put really solid foundations, you build it on a rock on the beach, you might be okay. But if you build it on the sand on the beach, the tide will come in, and the tide will take away your house. I know I've experienced it with my girls in the past. We've built sandcastles. And as we built the sandcastles, the waves have come in and crashed it and taken it away, and they've been distraught. And we've had to say to them, girls, it was never going to last forever. It was a sandcastle. However pretty it looked, you built it on the wrong ground. It wasn't going to last. It also makes sense that it's good to build a house on good foundations. It's good to build a house out of good things in a good place. It also makes sense in this story that humans like to take shortcuts. You know, every one of us, if you gave us a choice of making a shortcut on a lot of things, we normally try the shortcut, don't we? Not many of us like to do things the long way. I remember when we were doing a school run as kids, we had us running around the roads near our school. And we would always try and take a shortcut when the PE teacher wasn't looking, because we didn't want to run the full distance. We didn't want to have to go through it all. We wanted to take the shortcut. It's in our human nature. We always try and do things really quickly and really easily. It also makes sense that humans would want to sacrifice a nice, solid house on a rock for a pretty house by the beach. Who wants to live on a rock that's not quite as good, that's harder to build, and we could live on a nice, quick house that's easy to build on the beach? It makes sense. It's what we all want to do. And even though all of this makes sense, even though we know what Jesus is saying in the story, so often, we build our lives on stuff that's not secure. So often, we build our lives around things that aren't going to last forever. And even though we know it makes sense, it's so easy for us to compromise. And I'm not talking from to you today, guys, as someone who's got it all together, because as Paul, Apostle Paul said, he said, I'm the chief among sinners. And I reckon I'm rivaling him at times, okay, for the way I do life. But Paul is, but we are encouraged here by Jesus to build our life on God. As individuals and as a church, we can't expect to build our lives around our own ambitions, our own rules, our own ways, our own wealth, our own health, and expect God to completely be there and bless everything that we do. We can't do things our own way and expect it to work out. You know, my daughter this morning, we had pancakes for breakfast, and she decided, Bethany, 5-year-old, decided to go and put the sauces on her pancakes by herself. And she ended up with chocolate sauce, with ketchup, with toffee sauce, and Nutella, all on the same pancake. And she was like, you know what, that, I wanted to do it like this. I look at her face and she's struggling to eat this food with all these flavors going around her mouth, looking like she's ready to vomit. And Sophia looked at us and Sophia went, Dad, this is why I asked you to help me, because I know how to do it right. And sometimes we're a bit like Bethany. We try and do things our own way. We try and squeeze our own ketchup out. We try and squeeze our own Nutella out and everything else. And we just make a big mess. And you know what Bethany does? She went and blamed us. First of all, she pretended that she wanted to eat it when she didn't. And then she blamed us because we bought the wrong ketchup and it squirts out the pot too easily. But aren't we like that with God sometimes? That we do things our own way. We don't build it on the way that He wants for us. And then we moan because He doesn't answer us the way we want Him to answer us. And it's scary how much we are like kids with God. And God says this. He says, you know what? If you do it my way, it's tougher, it's harder, but it's better. And as we shared this morning on our social media feeds and the videos, so often we put our security in the wrong things when we need to put our security in God instead. You know, our future looks so uncertain. I believe we've got a really hope-filled future. I believe God is going to do incredible stuff. But I'm also very real that people are facing losing their jobs right now. It's also very real that people are still losing their lives. We say it's getting better, but hundreds are still losing their lives every week in this country to coronavirus. We're still uncertainty of when kids, I don't know when they're going to go back to school. You know, we don't know when we're going to meet together. And there's so many questions. Some of you don't know when you're going to get a job. Some of you are still waiting for answers from the Home Office. And you're just waiting and waiting and waiting. Some of you still don't know when you're going to get to hug your grandkids again. It's obvious. It's what we're going through. And it can be so easy during this time to compromise, to try and take shortcuts, to try and look what everyone else is doing and not do what God wants us to do. It can be so easy to think that God's not with us, and therefore we need to look after number one and look after ourselves. But I want to encourage you today that God is still with you. No matter what you're going through, God is still with you. And He says, don't take shortcuts. Don't try and do things your way because you think you know better. Do things His way. You know, follow what the authorities are telling us to do. You know, they know more than we do. We're not experts yet on viruses and on social distancing. I'm not an expert on it. I'm sure you're not an expert on it. But just follow what they're guiding us to do. Let's follow what God says to do. Let's pay our taxes. Let's be honest. Let's keep going the way that He wants us to go. And guys, let's not compromise. And it says this in the end of Revelation 3, from the passage I shared earlier. Jesus said this at the end of it. He said, to the one who is victorious, to the one who hasn't compromised, to the one who's stuck close to me, to the one who's built his life upon me or her life upon me, He says, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat down with my Father on His throne. You know, guys, I don't often say, let's look to heaven. But Jesus says, for those of us who are faithful, for those of us who build our lives upon Him, there's going to be a reward. And that reward may only come in heaven. It may come before. I hope it comes before and He blesses you before. But ultimately, when you get to heaven, there's going to be a reward. And I just want to keep encouraging you. Keep building your life on Jesus. Don't build it on your own wealth, on your own health, on your own security, on your own individualism. Build it on what God wants. Build it on God instead. because he is our sure foundation. In the words of the song we've just sung, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be tough at times. But we need to build our lives on what he wants us to do and his guidance on our lives, not what we want him to do for us. Rather, let's be about what we can do for him instead. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be tough. But I want to stand before Jesus and I want to get that reward. And I want to have a chance to sit on his throne. You know, people were queuing up to sit on the Game of Thrones throne in Manchester a few months ago. Guys, I'm looking forward to jumping on Jesus' throne. It's going to be so much better than any other throne that's humanly made. And I encourage you, keep your eyes fixed on him. Keep your security in him tonight.